Dear Perry, I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry. I could say it a million times and it wouldn't be enough. It wouldn't change. I tried to think of a way to stay with you. The whole time I carried you into town, the only thoughts in my head were to make sure you were okay and how could I help save you and keep the lighthouse? The waiting room was empty. The only activity was you. In that whole hospital, the only activity that mattered was you. Sit down, son. The only words that got through to me. Sit down, son. I sat down and I asked and they asked if I was family. The man had called me son despite the fact that he was not my father. Are we family, Perry? The nurse left me alone. I sat and thought about the lighthouse to save me from thoughts of you. But thoughts of the lighthouse always led me back to you. Your fall from it. Your gaze from its windows as you looked for your brother in the horizon. Your tales of bravery when you stepped outside its doors after so many years. I couldn't let you lose it. I couldn't let it vanish and leave you behind. So I left you. The doctor said you would live, so I left for the lighthouse so we could find you again. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that waiting room was empty when you woke up. I'm sorry there were no familiar faces to greet you. I'm sorry. I'm looking for you. I swear, I am only looking for you. I'm not seeing the world. I am only seeing the places where you could be in it. We'll see each other again, I promise. I'm sorry, Perry.
We hope you've enjoyed Benny's Paper Airplanes. This was our final one until our Season 2 premiere, and from now until August 27th, you'll get a special edition Paper Airplane sticker if you become a patron on our Patreon at patreon.com/thefarmeridian. We're also conducting listener survey. We at The Far Meridian would like to know who's wandering with us, what you love, and if you might be interested in merch. Check it out at whisperforge.org/TFM survey. And, as ever, may you always find your way.